It is National Tattoo Removal Day. What would you have removed? What is your worst tattoo? Because I think lots of times you're like, this seems like a good idea. And then you get the tattoo and it's like, this is a terrible idea.
Eddie rushed himself to get a tattoo. Got a new girlfriend, now he feels like a fool.
Oh, yeah, getting the name tattoos, like, always the kiss
of death.
There's
a lot of that.
Always. Yeah.
You can't change Betty to look like Mary Lou. Now she is heartbroken. Now Eddie's left arm is swollen.
Dang.
Laser beam cutting through. The tattoo is burning open.
Ew.
Eddie feels just like Pete Davidson too.
I have not gotten a tattoo, but I do remember being at the age of 16 thinking, man, I like that Pamela Anderson tattoo and these other muscle dudes where it's the barbed wire around the arm.
Oh, my God.
And that's why I'm glad, and that's why it's a warning to all of us. The tattoos that seem cool now, will they be cool later?
No.
Most of them
probably
not.
Well, it depends. You can get, if it has something to do with your family or kids, not your husband, but kids, it's probably going to last a lot longer than a few of the tattoos I was considering getting and the ones I have now.
I hope so, if it's your kids and your family. Yeah. But yeah, I am way too fickle to have a tattoo.
Oh my God.
I would spend forever and ever and ever trying to pick one out, and then I would get it, and then 2 seconds later, I know myself, I would hate it.
You know what you could get?
What?
Karen on your arm. What?
Do you know what you could get?
What?
Jackass on your face.
That's a little excessive.
Is it?
Did I say face?
Uh-huh.
He said your arm.
Just a suggestion. You could.
So, any other suggestions?
No, well, I have a lot, but our dump button's not working.
Yeah, that's right.
We tested it earlier.
Tell us about your worst tattoo.
He's so shocked that I fire back, and I'm like, do you think I'm just going to take it?
I said, Karen, I think it would be funny on your arm.
Do you?
Do you think it would be funny to have Jackass
yes,
in my
I
face?
Yes, I think it would be hilarious.
It would be, I think a lot of people would laugh.
It would be great.
I would look like gangsta, so
yeah.
I could go around saying, what weirdo would get that on his face? I'm like, one that's going to mess you up.
Yeah,
just get it with dollar signs for the S's. That'll look real
yes.
gangster.
Yes, that would be, there you go. That's
yes.
gangster.
And then, yeah, because from a distance, you see the face tattoo, like, ooh, he's scary. And you get close, you're like, okay, he's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like, why would he put that? Why would he say Jackass on his own head?
He's insane.
So tattoos for me, and I've shared this with you guys before, but the worst tattoo I've ever seen was my cousin. She's a female stand-up comedian and a writer and stuff, but she wasn't at this time, and she got Elvis Presley on her back. But everyone's like, why do you have Bill Clinton on your back? It's the worst tattoo.
It looks like Bill Clinton.
Oh my God.
It does not like Elvis at all. It yeah. looks like...
Oh, my gosh.
I think the tattoo artist did Bill Clinton by accident.
Oh my gosh.
There's not anything about Katie. I'm not kidding. There's not anything about it that looks like Elvis.
How big is it? Like her across her whole back? No.
No, just her back. It's probably like 3 inches tall.
Okay.
And 2 inches. I mean, it's big enough that like when she shows you, you're like, why do you have Bill Clinton? She said, guess who this is on my back? And everyone in the room goes, Bill Clinton. She goes,
nope.
Elvis Presley. We're like, oh, get your money back. She's like, I know, right?
Oh, that's the worst. Wow.
Now, if you got another president we all know, maybe that would be okay.
I don't. Anytime you go to get somebody's something very specific and you walk away with not that, how do you not feel like you,
but what can you do?
I don't know. Do you tell them?
I mean,
When you get a bad haircut, it's not exactly the same, but it's the same feeling that when you're there and you're paying for a service and you walk away with these short bangs that you didn't pay for, what do you do? Do you tell them? This is not what
Maybe
I wanted.
Maybe you could try to fix it. Right. Like your hair. Don't you sometimes go back, hey, do you mind fixing this up? But a tattoo, it's like, I think it's more subjective, you know?
I guess.
There's a, I don't know who she is. She's a listener, though, in my feed. I'm not going to say her name. But got my attention because she's like, this is going to look good when it's finished. And she has her shirt up, holding both her boobs, and they're not small.
Uh-huh.
They're not, and you can tell they're real, but not. I'm just trying to give you
unnecessary details, but I like
pervert
it.
Of all time.
I posted.
You are such a pervert.
You don't have to comment on the real or fakeness of the boobs.
No. Not one person asked about her boobs. Cause not kinda, one.
Now that you're on it, are you on it? Yeah.
You want to see them? And it's like the tattoo's like on her rib cage. There's no reason she has her boobs.
Let me guess. Is it a Bible verse?
Probably. It's part of. It's verse one and verse two is coming later, and I was like, I bet her DMs are full.
I guess.
And I don't know this person. I've never seen her post anything like that before. I've never paid attention. You see a woman holding, like, they're spilling out of her hands.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, what is this about? And it's like, can't wait for the rest of my tattoo. And I'm like, okay, you definitely want attention, right?
Yeah, I mean, she's getting it from you. That's for sure.
You're
talking about
there's
her.
There's not a dude alive if that was in their feed. They'd be like, what is this?
Yeah.
Right, Matt?
No, I'd look.
Yeah.
We want to see what in the world is going on. Anytime you see anybody, if it were me holding my boobs on Facebook, you'd be like, wait a second.
What's he doing?
And then the tattoo's like way lower than your boobs. You're like, okay, what are you doing? So, Jason, would you get Trump tattooed like on your chest or something?
Just to aggravate Katie.
It's not my body. Put whatever you want on your body.
I would not get a tattoo on my chest. And if you have a tattoo on your chest, women, I'm not a huge fan because it distracts you from what else they have. So if it distracts you from your breast. So if you got breast implants, then you have a tattoo in the middle, you're distracted by it, and you don't know exactly where the breast starts or ends because you have the tattoo.
That's more of an anatomy issue for you, I think.
No, it's distraction. Distracting.
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of tattoos on the chest area.
No, for men or women.
And if you, a rose, I can't.
Oh, gosh.
A dove, I can't.
Look, and you can be mad. If you have a rose as a woman, on your boobs, you're white trash.
I think it's...
That's rude.
I think it's old looking.
It's old school trashy
that's
trash.
What they got. Yeah, but that's the thing about tattoos. They evolve.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll tell you what's still sexy, with a rose even, is the tramp stamp.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big, big fan of the tramp stamp.
Why do you love it so much?
I don't know what it is, but it's something to do with... It's like, yeah, they give...
Like you're not,
they're givers.
We're not supposed to see it.
It's a stereotype.
It's like
it's a touch of trash.
Was it always called the tramp stamp?
No,
I don't think so.
Not the first one. I don't think anybody would have got it.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Why?
I'll have the tramp stamp.
I'll come in for the tramp stamp, please.
You know what? I might convince Carol to get one because the fact that she knows it's a tramp stamp. I just think it means you're sexual.
Oh.
So you think that by getting that, she would, after this many years of life, instantly become more sexual or more trashy?
Oh, my gosh. Right now, I can't even handle this too much.
Oh,
I'm
exhausted.
So. Yeah.
Wow.
And then she's like, some water.
Yeah, she's like, you're holding it for me. I'm like, I can't anymore. It used to be the opposite.
This is totally Jason Goodman. It's like, never enough, never enough.
Too much.
And then all of a sudden now, too much.
I can't do it. The extreme.
Well, don't you prefer it that way?
Yeah, and it was like in the middle somewhere, you're like, some weeks, like Katie said, it wouldn't be enough. It's too little, or it's too much. Yeah.
This is why I think people who, like, when we look at people that are rich and say, like, how can you not be happy? This is why I think that's true.
Yes.
It's like Jason would have begged for this life 2 years ago.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And then now he's here and he's like, can't we just go back?
Can't
we just meet the middle?
Can we just cuddle sometimes?
I'm happy. Yeah. I feel like she's like, you're acting like I was acting. You're like, because I was last night, I'm like, I'm too tired.
Oh, my gosh. Where's your man card?
We ended up doing it, but the problem is it was very late, and I got bad sleep because I was diarrheaing the night before all night.
Ew.
So I didn't get a lot of sleep. Mm-hmm. But we ended up doing it. It was very nice.
It was very nice.
Very nice.
It was nice.
Very nice.
It was nice.
Thank you for being here.
Very nice.
I think the tramp stamp must have originated, if I had to guess, from the most logical place on your body to get a tattoo. It's nice and flat.
Yeah.
There's a lot of surface area.
Right.
You can hide it if you need to.
Yep.
But then all of a sudden it comes out sexually.
It peaks, like little peaks. But I can, like, if you were going to get one, I could understand why right there. Because all the other places are kind of curvy on your body,
mm-hmm.
On the back, it's just nice and flat
there. Yeah.
And I wouldn't want my tattoo artist being like, I don't know, this part's kind of tricky.
Right. I've never done one here before.
Yeah, I want them to be very sure.
Yeah, come on. Exactly. Yeah.